Welcome to this Red Meat and Wool Growth Program podcast brought to you by PRRSA.
If it helps our land, helps our productivity, and helps our people, then it's a good business decision. That's the mantra of Jane Kellogg, who, with her husband Greg and son Sam, run a mixed farm at Farrell Flat in the mid-north of the state. They've applied this philosophy to improving the productivity of their 1,000-strong Merino flock, using a range of technologies combined with electronic identification tags. They've seen improvements like their wool cut has changed from 7 to 8 kilos a head for mature sheep. The number of ewes mated and then rearing a lamb has gone from 60% to 83%. And the number of dry ewes has been reduced from 11% down to 3.7%. They're remarkable results. And in this season of Tech Talks, we're looking at the red meat and wool focused farms. And Jane joins me in the PRRSA studio. Jane, thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Jane, first of all, tell us about your property. What do you produce?
We have Pol Merino ewes and produce Pol Merino lambs for meat and for wool. So we've gone down a line of being an unmulesed Merino business and have done that for about 15 years. And we also have a cropping enterprise, and we also have a lamb feedlot where we buy in lambs and put them through that to fatten for the meat market.
Ethical production. Why did you go down this path, Jane?
A couple of reasons. One is for the purpose that we believe that's what the consumer is wanting. I've always been a great believer in knowing what our market is and producing something that our consumer wants to buy. But the other reason is production. We found that by not mulesing our lambs, we were having much better production. That the lambs weren't taking that hit at lamb marking time, and they were able to recover a lot quicker, and our weaning rates went up. So to me, there was a plus-plus.
This, Jane, seems to be all a broader reflection, though, of what you've labelled as precision management. You've put a lot of technology in on your property to try and improve production percentages wherever possible. Just describe some of the technologies you've actually put in to do that.
With our sheep enterprise, we've used EIDs in all of our sheep, so even into a percentage of our lambs that go through the feedlot, because we just find it easier to be able to manage those animals and to understand what they're doing. So I think it's probably 7 years ago now, we made the decision after going to a couple of LambX conferences that we felt that we couldn't afford not to understand what our lambing business and what our ewe business was doing. So we felt we knew, but we didn't really understand, what all the data could tell us. So that was the reason that we made that decision. You know, like most producers, we can't afford to have freeloaders on our farm. So if a ewe isn't producing a lamb, then she's not here. So it's just important that we understood what was happening within our business. So that's around wool cuts. We shear 6 monthly. So we needed to know that the ewes that we were producing, you know, were able to do that. So we measure that. And to do that, we needed to have EIDs to understand each individual animal. So we need to know that the condition score of our ewes was at a level where they could produce a lamb. We needed to understand that our lambs were meeting our production goals as far as weight gain was concerned. So that was another use of EIDs. And it just for management, you know, preg scanning, we could put the ewes back into one mob, but we still knew which animal was a twin bearer and which was a single bearer, so we could quickly draft them up when the time came to feed those twin bearing ewes to a standard where they'd raise a twin lamb. So, and then of course at the other end of it, we wanted to know which ewes had raised a lamb. So they were pregnant to start with, but had they raised a lamb, we wet and dry them at lamb marking as well. So if they didn't raise a lamb, they were also gone. And, you know, and that's one technology in all of those ways to manage those ewes, it just made it a very simple decision for us to buy them. It is a bit of an investment to start with, but you can do it slowly too, Drew. You don't need to go out and buy it for all your ewes straight away if that's not what you want to do, but you can start it with your lambing. You can make a conscious decision that, you know, in 4 or 5 years' time you'll have all your sheep with an ERD. The other thing that we bought, of course, was the technology that you need to read the ERDs. We bought a scale head, what we felt was the best one and easy to use, because we have a motto within our business that it has to be good for production, has to be good for our land, but it also has to be good for our people. So if it was going to be really difficult for our people to use, then that's not something that we want on farm either. You have to consider of all of those things before you make the decisions about which way you go. So we bought a TrueTest scale head and TrueTest reader, and we just use the wand, and we use the wand in a combi clamp, and it's a very simple setup, but it works really well.
Jane, that's a great example of putting in EID, and basically it's traceability for everything. But that's a lot of data as well though, Jane, to manage. So what are you doing to pull all that together and paint a meaningful picture?
Yeah, so we use a program called Stockbook, and, you know, a lot of people try and do it with Excel, which I'm not clever enough to do that. And I don't have the time. So one of the, I think, the biggest mistakes that people make is that they don't use their data enough. And you need to find a way where it's really easy and simple to use. We went down the line of Stockbook because we'd used their programs before and I understood how the program worked. So that was a pretty simple decision for us. And we collect all the data. That data goes back into Stockbook against that animal, and then you pull out the information that you need. So there are ways to sort it and get the data that you need. For example, we've just been going through our hoggets, and we do a visual class of our hoggets, and then we do wool tests of those ewe hoggets, and we get their data to go back on there, and then I rank them. I rank them in order of their meat traits, so we do a condition score of them, we weigh them, we do a visual class, we do a wool test, and we do a wool weight. And we take all of that data, and then I rank them, and then we keep the best productive animals that we can to go forward into a ewe flock. Another use of data is we had to sell some ewes last year, so I wanted to make sure that if I had ewes that had produced twins for 3 years in a row, well, I didn't want to get rid of those ewes. They're the ewes that I want to ensure that I keep. Now, how do I know that that ewe has had twins for the last 3 years without having that data? I also want ewes that don't lose a lot of weight when they're pregnant, nor do I want ewes that, you know, drop away in conditions. So I had three criteria that I wanted to select those ewes on. So we did that, and that's worked really well for us.
Jane, that's a phenomenal amount of data that you're collecting and applying very judiciously. So in terms of applying it, what have you seen in terms of improvements in production or margins that you as an enterprise are able to make?
Yeah, we're seeing ewes that are keeping condition. We're seeing ewes that are producing more lambs. And I would love to think that we can continue to improve in that space. What we're also seeing is that we would like to increase our fertility rate. That's not at a level that I'm happy with. I can see, for example, that our maidens, the level of fertility they are at compared to our five-year-old ewes, the fertility is there. So over time we've seen ewe lambs that have done really well in the spring that they've been born on are the ewes that are the most fertile going forward. So it's about keeping condition on those sheep during their whole lifetime. So if your ewe hoggets take a bit of a hit, we've seen that has really reflected in their fertility rates going forward. So I think you can get lots of data and you can get lots of information, but depending on where your focus is, So our focus is very much on wool production, making sure that we've got wool length and that we've got wool weight there so that we're getting the best product that we can get for wool. But we also want it on an animal that is high in reproduction and will keep as many lambs alive as we possibly can. That's the data that we focus in on.
Jane, a lot of these technologies can be off-putting for some because they're expensive to implement. I understand you actually occasionally lease some of the equipment. Is that correct?
Yeah, we certainly do. Like, I don't want to buy an Ofta machine to do my wool testing. So we get a contractor in to do that. We get a contractor in to do our preg scanning. We hire the equipment from Merino, Cousins Merino Services in Burra to do our wool testing and our wool weighing. So there are ways that you can do it without it being a huge cost to your business. I mean, to me, your scale head, the EIDs that you use, and probably I think it's got to the stage for producers now to have some form of a sheep handler to make things easier for yourself and your people, I think is really, really important. So they are the key technologies that we felt would make a big difference to our business, and the rest we can access from somewhere else.
Jane, you've put an enormous amount of technology into your property. What are your plans for the future? Are there any technologies on the horizon that you think you are going to use or hope to implement that will make a difference to the way you operate?
We don't have an auto draft, so that's one of the things that we've looked at. At this stage, we can't justify the cost within our setup. That may change going forward. Our business is my husband and myself, and also our son, Sam, is involved in the business. So he is the one that's going to be making the decisions about the technologies going forward, and he'll look at that and assess it to see where he thinks there's benefit for us, for our business. One of the other things we've looked at and discussed has been a walkover weighing for the feedlot, so where lambs would automatically weigh themselves and then we would draft them off when they were to a certain weight, so that would save a lot of time and energy. That's another option that we've looked at. The other option that we are looking at is developing an automatic feed mix for the feedlot so that we can adjust the levels of grain and pellets and legume that goes into the mix to make that easier. So there's a fair bit of time that goes into mixing all of that. So that would be another time saving that we could do, and we feel that there would be some benefits. So there's always options and there's always things that you're looking at. But, yeah, that would be one of them.
Jane, 20 years ago, did you ever envisage that you become part data farmer as well as farmer?
No. No, but I guess in some of the roles that I do within industry, you see all the latest technologies and all the latest researches and opportunities. So we've been exposed to some things that probably other producers wouldn't have been, and I guess that's created a bit of an opportunity for us to assess that within our business. Like I said, it's got to meet the benefits of people and productivity as well as your property and your land. So, and I guess we've just found that we can do things hopefully a bit smarter that helps our land, helps our productivity and helps our people. So if it means managing a bit of data, it's really not that hard.
Well, Jane Kellock, it sounds like you are working a great deal smarter and certainly improving the productivity of your farm in the process. To find out more about the systems being used by the Kelloggs on their farm, go to the red meat and wool section of the PIRZA website, where you can find out more about Focus Farms. Jane, thanks for joining me in the PIRZA podcast studio.
Thank you.
The Red Meat and Wool Growth Program is an initiative of Primary Industries and Regions SA and supported by Meat and Livestock Australia, SA Sheep and Cattle Industry Funds and Sheep Connect SA.